So
thanks, Preston. And yeah. I should have said at the beginning, please do feel free to send us any questions you might have. We'll answer them as we get them, sort of when we find a good spot to address them throughout, but we welcome any and all questions you might have. We'll do our best to answer them. So what is the general rule of these regulations? How does an exempt organization identify its separate trader businesses for purposes of applying 512A6? The general rule is that an organization has to group its unrelated trader business activities in reliance on the North American Industry Classification System, NAICS, by two-digit NAICS codes. So the two-digit NAICS codes are used to separate activities into 20 sectors. And the approach of using NAICS codes is consistent with what the proposed regulations had told exempt organizations to do. So there was no change in that general approach. The proposed regulations, in turn, had been a significant departure from the notice, which had suggested the use of six-digit NAICS codes, which would have resulted in division of activities into over 1,000 different categories. And the IRS, based on comments that were received on the notice, realized that two-digit codes were a more administratively feasible alternative that still served the goals that the IRS was trying to achieve. So the final regs retain the NAICS two-digit code approach as a reasonable compromise between legislative intent and administrability. The final regulations expressly reject a facts and circumstances approach, which some commentators had requested as an alternative to the NAICS two-digit codes, saying that was not administratively feasible for the IRS to use that kind of approach. The final regulations do clarify that even though the NAICS two-digit codes are used to classify activities, which two-digit code is appropriate must take into account the six-digit code that most appropriately describes the activity. So you pick a two-digit code by looking first for the six-digit code that most appropriately describes your activity, and then figuring out what two-digit code corresponds to that. And then the final regulations also make clear that the determination has to take into account the descriptions of different activities that are contained in the NAICS manual. One taxpayer favorable change that the final regulations made is with respect to switching NAICS codes. The proposed regulations had a very restrictive rule on changing the two-digit codes that are used to identify a particular activity, and basically allowed changes in a code that is used only due to unintentional error. So an organization could change NAICS code only if it established that it had made an unintentional error and that a different code more accurately describes the activity. The final regulations loosen that rule and allow an organization to change the NAICS classification simply by reporting that change on its Form 990T during the relevant year. So reflects an understanding by the IRS that there may be different reasons why a different code is more appropriate over time, for example, if there's a change in the activity. I think, Preston, you had an open.
Oh yeah, the one here. Thing I think that we've been struggling with the most with this two-digit NAICS code system. I mean, on the one hand, it is much preferable or preferred to the six-digit NAICS codes, which were very granular and there were thousands of them. Now we only have 20 of them, so that's much better. But even though we're now limited to 20, there are certain activities that I think a lot of our tax-exempt clients think of as one activity, but really they couldn't be divided into more than one NAICS code. And there was actually an example of one of these in the preamble, and I think is a common example that we run into, and that's special events. A lot of tax exempts, including universities, rent out their space for certain special or private events. That might seem, well, maybe that's just the one NAICS code 53 for rental of space, but there's actually other services involved that fall under different NAICS codes. Maybe you have catering, which falls under 71. You have parking, which falls under 81. You've got the potential for facility services too, which falls under 56. And so you could potentially have this one activity that needs to be further broken down into to numerous activities. When the IRS was asked about this, they sort of waffled and equivocated a little bit and said, well, you know, it really depends on the facts and circumstances. You know, if it is appropriate under the facts and circumstances, and if an activity would be best described using more than one NAICS code, you should use more than one NAICS code. But they didn't really directly address that special events example and say, is that really more than one or multiple one? So I would say, if anything, with these two-digit NAICS codes, that's the thing that we're struggling with most. If you've got an activity, again, that really seems like an integral part, can you just choose one, or do you have to break it up into multiples?